It's a question not only asked by disciples of Jesus, but it's really a question asked not just even by Christians. It's even a question asked by everyone who is somewhat religious. What shall we do that we may work the works of God? We're going to talk about that tonight on this Monday, August the 20th, 2006. I'm Tom Baker, your host for Law and Gospel this evening. Even though this is a call-in program, we're going to hold off on the calls until the bottom of the hour, assuming I get finished with what I have to say. Had a wonderful occasion yesterday at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Crestwood, Missouri. Had two great services and a very lively Bible study from which I once more learn things from laity. I like Bible studies in which it's just not the pastor talking. People are speaking back and forth to each other, asking questions, giving suggestions, making comments. This is the way we grow in the church. The theme, of course, was the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. And there were actually three really good readings once more to choose from, but unless the people wanted an hour and a half sermon, I had to choose from just one of them. The Exodus chapter 16 passage was, of course, about manna from heaven, the occurrence and occasion when God sent manna to his people. The Ephesians chapter 4 was all about not being like the unbelieving Gentiles. And then in John 6 is where our text for today appears. But in order to give you a little background of the text, you need to know the circumstances surrounding the question of the disciples. This occurred soon after Jesus had fed 5,000 men, not including the women and children. There were actually more than 5,000. And he did that with, remember, five barley loaves of bread and two fish. The miracle was that not only did everyone get their fill, there were 12 baskets full of leftovers. Unfortunately, though, the people, because of their living under the law understanding of the Messiah, thinking that he had come to get rid of the Romans and set up an earthly kingdom, they wanted to make Jesus the bread king. So he was forced to flee from them. So much for Jesus being understood. He had even talked to them, spoke to them, given them all this food, and they still hadn't figured it out. This is a somewhat comforting passage to pastors who for years attempt to speak to the neighborhood and very few people join. Whereas in other neighborhoods, they come in flocks. And we need to understand that if those who don't join do so with appropriate reason, namely they don't love Jesus or care for the Word of God, and those who do join are the opposite, it's totally the work of God when a church